الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. Today, inshallah, we want to discuss trials, tribulations, challenges, steadfastness in the sea of change. Before I do that, inshallah, I would like all of you, inshallah, my good friend, Sarimber, his name is Brother Yusuf, he's married to a Pakistani sister. He has two sons, and his eldest son is going through leukemia treatment, he's only 2 years old. So I ask everyone, inshallah, to make a dua for him, inshallah. So, trials and tribulation. Bala, in Arabic, bala. So our worry has been, so one of the meaning of bala is trial. So our worry has been a colossal and prodigious move towards material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the dua in the Quran, رَبَّنَا أَتْنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْعَذَابِ النَّارِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you're asking, oh Allah, give us the good of this life and give us the good in the hereafter and save us from the torment of the fire. So we're moving towards material means because it's a trial for us. And it is okay, brothers and sisters, inshallah, don't go this message. It is okay to drive your nice cars. It is okay to live a proper life. But when you go and test it from your maker at the end of the day, then that becomes a part of a luxurious life where you need to shun that, inshallah. So, how are we moving to this material life? First and foremost, in marriage. That's what we're doing in marriage. I'll take tips, and usually I don't do that, but for the sake of some spouse in this conference. One is the Pakistani issue. And I have all right to say that I was born in Karachi. So the Mustafa can start by hearing that. And the other nation I'm married to is not. So, I'll take these two nations, inshallah. So we will have a son who's 32 years old. He has double masters, two PhDs, natural physics, and I don't know what else. And then he said, Mommy, I want to get married, I'm 32 years old. Mommy said, it's winding, it's not 9:30 yet, it's not driving that Lexus. No problem driving lately. I sat in a few words, it's okay, inshallah. Secondly, from the other nation, from the son 36 years old, he has a double engineering on top of another engineering, and he's a heavily engineering faculty. And then he gets there and he says to his mother, he wants to get married, so they engage the people, and then he has to wait, suffer 5 years to consummate the marriage. Thank you. Okay, that is one joke. So that might be in a joke style, that's tribulation that we're facing. And there's a lot of sisters on a serious point, and a lot of brothers, they're facing a lot of harm because they're being inundated with kufr every day. Pornography every day, your TV's pornography, your radio's pornography in terms of listening, everything is pornography. They're selling chips and keep saying, oh, this is the woman's lips being elevated. Woman's lips can never be elevated when you're having herself chips on television. So what you have to do now is go from here for these brothers and sisters who meet, and what you have to do in this conference is for Allah's sake, try to find yourself a mate and make it quick and get married and get on with life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عُبْدَ بِالشَّمَانُ رَجِيمُ أَلْهَاكُمُ الْتِكَافُ. The high level of worldly goods means diversion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ. That the servant will say, the servant says, Mani, my wealth, my wealth. Wa inna ma lahu min malihi fala. And verily from this man, there's only three. Ma akala fa akala. What he ate and he finished, meaning there's nothing left of it. Aw laysa fa akala. What you wore and you wore off. And what he gave forward in طبقة and chairs. This is from the tree that you get. And then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَمَا سِمَا ذَلِكَ فَذَائِبٌ وَذَائِبُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. That other than this, these three, he leaves everything else to somebody else, meaning to the people. So think about it. There's a lady that, I mean, that unbridled consumption doesn't appear to be making us any happier. Is that our urge to accumulate material goods is about a lot more than simply acquiring material goods. And this is a non-Muslim who is making the statement. And then he says, it is about showing off our possessions, flaunting our success in front of others, and simply proving that we're able to keep up with men. It's about positioning ourselves in the social order. How did you not see it? Oh, my friend's son has Armani suits. Oh, my friend should also have that. But we have tiles on our front porch. But you know what? They have electrical heaters underneath it when you step on it. I need to get that. So we're just trying to get into the pecking order to try to get as far ahead and say, look who we are. The Messenger of Allah said, that if the son of Adam had one value of gold, he would want another. Don't you see that? Would want another. This is the Messenger of Allah. There was a study done. They said, if you were to earn $100,000 and others were to earn $9,000, what would you prefer? That? Or if you were to earn $110,000 and the others earn $200,000, what would you take? Most of them chose the first one, meaning they chose to get rich as long as other people were below them. So this is the sickness of the human being moving towards wealth and position and status. Now, bala, trial, means fitna. And it comes from fitna, meaning trial, the attempt to calculate, to withdraw. As Majnun, or in the Pakistani, they will say Majnun. Majnun was crazy about data. One day he was hitting the wall. They said, Majnun, what are you doing? Majnun said, because Layla is within this vicinity, therefore I'm kissing the wall. And I'm sure that many Majnun have this good idea. We'd love to do that. Since we're on Majnun, Majnun was also asked one time, he was kissing the hand of the dog. So why are you doing that? Said he came from the street of Layla. So we have totally been engrossed in there. Now that also means tribulation. Our worry has to constant harassment of Muslims. In the airport, if you go, you have to get served this line, interrogation, out you go. Every Muslim that goes through, and then when you ask them, that's not racial profile, is it? No. We're just doing our job. I believe that, sir. Yes, sir. So we're being inundated with look at my shoe, I don't have a bottle. As the Muslims, they don't care for their lives. We're just like walking time bombs. We don't care. You know, when I get cut, I put a band-aid on there right away because I'm getting pain. So to say that Muslims don't care, of course, we feel the same heart. We have respect for the same life. So don't picture us in this way. I don't want to get too political about kids. I've done a good job anyway. I'll try to get the modern flag. Secondly, about the hijab. In France, a piece of cloth is undermining the secular values. Have you ever heard such rubbish in your life? Have you ever heard so? Make it feel supreme. It's absolutely rubbish. A cloth on a piece of cloth on a woman's head is actually shaking the whole system, but it's beyond that. It is beyond that. It's something deeper than that. It is the neutrality of religion or aversion to godliness. What is it? Let them ask this question. So, the people of the world, the Jews and Christians, should be with us in standing firm against this man that they're trying to make. They should be with us by saying that this man is infringing on us. should try to get this. That is there an echo? I'll. Is there an echo? Slight echo, yes. Okay. Now, where was I? So, sisters, take this sign of solidarity with your sisters around the world who have been persecuted, humiliated, degraded, called wayward names, backward names. So use this opportunity. You know to do what? To wear it the best you can, inshallah. Flaunt it. Wear it the best you can. Wear it the best you can. But that also means distress and misfortune. Our anguish, our torment, our pain, our suffering, our grief and sorrow and sadness have been standing on the sidelines, viewing in despair and anxiety. Our youth who are immersing themselves in every fight leading to their destruction in this life and in the life to come. That's the most important in the life to come. By smoking. Smoking, brothers and sisters, there's 400 chemicals in smoking. They keep saying, are you an advocate against it? Yes, an advocate against it. 400 chemicals. That one drop of nicotine on your tongue, pure nicotine, it will kill you. It will kill you. So you need to get rid of that. Drugs, crimes, premarital encounters, the way we dress is the way we're showing ourselves. As I want to share also in the Wembley Stadium in August. Was that August? Yes. I was going to the Wembley Stadium and I saw one young. He had his pants almost up to his knee. And then he kept taking it up. He told me when I traffic jam, I kept watching. None to see you. And keep pulling it up, and keep pulling it up, and keep pulling it up. So it kept falling down, kept falling down. So I sang a little song in the back and said, London Bridge is falling down. So the problem that has become that not only that you, but the you that have been made a mockery of the religious belief to say, you need to wear this, you need to get this, you need to get a Nike jacket, you need to get a Nike hat. Wear the clothes and a Nike hat. What a lovely thing to wear. Wearing a Shabbat kameez and I don't know what, like a fubu belt, fubu socks. I don't know what it is, but we actually need to get back our identity. Now, we have to do something about that. Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam al-Shafi'i, that you can say from him Dua, meaning language. Imam Ahmad said, Afsah al-Nas, that he is the most articulate of human beings. He said in a poetry, he said, Inna al-Faqih, huwa al-Faqih bi fi'lih, laysa al-Faqih bi nutqih wa maqalih. That he was saying that verily the faqih, the one who has jurisprudence, he is the faqih by his actions, and he is not a faqih with his nut, meaning his articulation, nor his thought. And then he said, just like the raiz. أَرَيْتُ وَشَدَى الْرَيْسُ بِخُطِّهِ. That just like the Ra'is, the one who is king, president, he is with his character, with his embodied character that Allah has given them, meaning good character is. لَيْسَ الْرَيْسُ بِقَوْمِهِ وَإِدْرَانِهِ. And he is not a Ra'is because of his people, nor his men, meaning his nation, nor his men. That he is just like the Ghani, the one who is rich. He is with his hand, he is rich. Contentment of the heart, the Messenger of Allah said, that will make him rich. So he is rich according to his station of what he has, and not because of his mutihi wa ma'ihi, not because of his land, nor his wealth. So this is a great
course we're saying that, look, if you want to be a Muslim, just don't be a Muslim by God.
So do something about it. If you want to be a leader, be a leader with your faith, with your actions, and not with somebody who's just talking Islam and how Islam is created. Oh, I'm meeting dignitaries and I'm shaking hands and taking pictures. No, you do want to help out. Find out the brothers and sisters who are facing problems. See what they have. Look at them. Who's having problems? That's the reason for Salat al-Jumu'ah, to come shoulder to shoulder and see who's the problem person. How go to their houses? What do you need of you? Somebody needs to get married. There's so many rich people, alhamdulillah, here, that you can at least hand out somebody a marriage certificate and say, listen, I will support you for a year. I will give you a job. One brother came last week in downtown Masjid Toronto, Abu al-Jumu'ah. He was so stressed, he said, I'm being kicked out of my apartment. I don't have the food to eat. I don't know where to go to. He said, I'm so tired. He looked like he was just going to commit suicide. I thought, my God, they sat him down, they looked after his problem, and Allah said, I'll give you a job, and just allow you to get the community, not by just plowing hard. So, we need to be steadfast, brothers, in this sea of change. That. And we discussed that in the earlier lecture, I'm not going to go into it. But it comes from a word, tabata, means to be firm. Now, to be firm, you need to be firm, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was firm. It also means to be unshakable. He was unshakable in his spirit in the night. And said, Ya Rasulullah, your master, your teacher, since I've been forgiven. Meaning, why are you praying so much to your feet as well? He said, Shakura, should I not be a grateful servant? And that's the abject poverty that he had in front of the one who has no need for anyone. Abala Akuma Abdul Shakura, should I not be a grateful servant? How the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a great benefactor, they called him a terrorist. Can you imagine that? He was worried about somebody cooking on an anthill. He was worried about the bird circling because it took their fledgling out. He was worried about the waterways. He was worried about the orphans. He would stand on the street and meet the small, downtrodden people. Now he becomes so happy and he's saying, we want to give you the example of the legend of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It cannot be like that. You have to be at the level of the people because you want to be with the people. You cannot talk about them. I cannot stand here like a hypocrite saying, you want to do this. I need to inculcate it in my own life. And he was like this, unshakable. He was also unshakable by fasting the days of persons that were sadly unfulfilled by the alarm and the time of the boycott. They said, when I heard that he found a skin, a camel skin was all dried up. The only way he heard it because somebody urinated on it and it cracked. So what he did, because it was starving of food, what he did was he washed it. He washed the thoroughly and he put it in boiling water and he drank that. And Sa'd ibn Waqqas was from a very high class. He used to be known for a little bit of temper. He was a great Sahaba. They went through lots of trials and tribulations. So the Messenger of Allah used to go through that with his companions, living with them, doing with them, teaching them. He used to be a person unshakable in drawing the water and the open under his arm. With love and compassion. When a person died, he had in front, or the grave was dug, and he started to cry till the whole ground was wet. This was the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we become artificial people, disconnected from our community, because we think we are presidents or leaders or whatever we are. He was unshakable when asking the rights of the deserving. And he was mostly unshakable in his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unshakable. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Bedouin came to him, said, be brief in your advice, Ya Rasulullah. Give me something, but be brief, so I can inculcate it into my life. He said, when you stand up in prayer, do like someone who has bade farewell to this world. Secondly, he said, do not say a word, if you know that you will have to apologize for it.
and give up all hopes
and desire for what others have.
So then you can feel happy when you're all looking, she has this, he has this, he's better looking, she has more money, I have more money, I'm in the state. You'll never be happy.
But the only way you're going to be happy is because of the fact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have life and health.
Brothers and sisters, this is the journey. It is a journey that you need to embark on,
to be steadfast in a sea of turmoil,
to stand firm against the waves of evil deeds,
and to be strong and stable in your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first and last. No matter what you do, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will look after you.
I end with this, inshallah.
It is stated, اَعْمَلِ دُنْيَاكَ
بِقَدْرِ مَقَامِكَ فِيهَا. Work for this life according to the station that you have. Work for it. Work for this life according to your station, even how much do you take? What are you going to take? What other levels are you going to go? You've been the president, you want to be something else, you want to get something else, you want to be this, and you want to be the chief of police, chief of RCMP, whatever. What else is beyond that? What else is beyond that?
So it says that اَعْمَلْ دُنْيَاكَ بِقَدْرِ مَقَامِكَ فِيهَا.
Work for this dunya according to your station therein.
Meaning know your station in life.
That it says اَعْمَلْ دُنْيَاكَ بِقَدْرِ مَقَامِكَ فِيهَا.
Then work for the hereafter. Work for the hereafter according to the length of stay therein.
Meaning the hereafter is forever. So work for it according to the length of stay therein.
We wake up in the morning with first and foremost You can find us here, inshallah, if you get something. Are you ready to help us, inshallah?